This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Good morning, my name is Ayanna Wright, and I will be interviewing
Derek Noboa,
located in the Bronx on the date of April 15th, 2021. Derek, do I have your permission to record this for my oral history?
Yes, you have my consent.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
Your occupation?
Security, entrepreneurship.
And your neighborhood?
The Bronx.
Place of origin?
The Bronx, New York.
First language?
English.
Racial identity?
Latin American.
Gender identity?
Male.
Sexual orientation?
Preference? Females.
Okay. Tell me a long story of how you and your family ended up in New York City.
The long story? So, the long story is when my mom came to America when she was 13, and my father was born in another state. But his parents were both immigrants, and they just happened to meet each other in high school, and years go down the line, and voila, here I am.
Okay. So I have some questions for you. Let me go down to it. What exactly does a Black Lives Matter movement want?
They want the injustice to end. They want people of colorism to stop being killed for having fear of the police that overuse and abuse their power and constantly are killing young men and women for minor things such as sneezing or coughing or answering a phone call.
Okay. Do you think that silence is violent?
I think that silence is powerful, not violence.
What do you mean by that? Can you explain that?
Meaning the silence has more volume than someone who's screaming and shouting.
So you think somebody that's more silent can be heard more compared to somebody that's loud?
Yes.
Interesting one. Why don't Black Lives Matter protesters also address black-on-black crime?
They don't address black-on-black crime because black-on-black crime was put in by the system by keeping everyone in poverty and keeping us ignorant and hating each other instead of our oppressors and trying to educate each other on how to break the cycle of poverty and generational wealth.
Okay. Why are some light-skinned black people prejudice against darker skinned people?
They're prejudiced against darker skinned people because they feel inferior to them, because they know their worth.
So you feel like they don't have equal standards?
No, I think we're all equals as human beings, but some people feel superior to the next because of the pigment of their skin.
So you think a light skinned person would look like a black skinned person less than?
Based on how society has manipulated them to think, yes.
Oh, that was a good one. Which is the correct terminology? Black African American, or people of color?
African American.
I have also seen a lot of people feel like black is a great terminology for darker skinned people for the Black Lives Matter protests, because I guess they feel as if being called African American is basically putting everybody into one position and putting everybody else in one category. So totally agree with you with that one. It's better, a lot better, because we should see each other as one, you know, not as different from everybody else. What do you think will change with all this protesting going on, or will it remain the same?
I don't think anything will change until we change the way we think and we change. We start with the education. Once we tell the truth on the education system, instead of hiding the facts that Christopher Columbus was a tyrant and he slaughtered the natives of the land and they give him a holiday, then and only then will we start moving forward, when we actually teach you the real history of the land and what has constantly been done by, I wouldn't say Europeans, but invaders to the land on all fronts.
Okay, that's very good. Do you think schools should teach white schools more about black history, or should it be more about their white history still?
I think they should teach the truth on their history and not their version of it.
Very deep. What do you mean by that? Because that's a good statement right there.
I mean simply the truth. The good and the bad and
so
the
you
truth.
Mean from like slavery, I from mean, like all it, taking yes. lands and bring take it as
we,
hostage.
We will only move forward and they would feel less of that self-hatred and the self-guilt within themselves for being white on the pigment of their skin and getting away with everything compared to a colored man that could commit the same crimes and he'll be facing 25 to life.
That's a very good way to put it. Okay. Is standing for what is the right thing to do, especially if it puts you in harm's way, where you potentially could lose your life?
Come again? Potentially lose my life?
Okay, standing for the right thing, let's say protesting for the right thing,
yes,
for the black...
Yes, the truth will always most likely put you in harm's way because someone doesn't want someone to know a piece of information. Hence why conspiracy theorists tend to always go missing or they're silenced and no one ever hears from them again because these monster corporations want to just make money off of you compared to actually helping you.
What is your opinion on police brutality?
My opinion on police brutality is you gotta go and retrain every officer that you've had on the field and get them mentally evaluated before by giving them a gun and a badge.
I can agree with you with that one. What experience of racism have you felt or experienced?
I was racially profiled from as young as I can remember. Might be the age of 10, 12.
Do you remember your first encounter being?
Yeah. Simply, where are you going? What are you doing? You know, violating my rights as a young man, being that I don't have a lawyer present.
What experience have you experienced, like, if you don't mind telling me?
Profiling. You fit the description of anything they're looking for because you're of color.
So you've been stopped before because
On
of
multiple
your...
multiple occasions.
Would you be with family? Would you be with
could
friends?
Could be with family, friends, could be alone. Didn't matter.
Did you ever feel unsafe with them when they stopped you?
I was always feeling overwhelmed in the presence of police because I did not feel safe in their presence.
So you felt like as if a cop was to stop you, a good cop compared to a bad cop, you would get anxious around the good cop.
I would get anxious regardless because he's a cop.
Wow. What do you think about the slogan, no justice, no peace?
I think that it has meaning, but the approach they're going about it is wrong. Ooh. Until we get colorism people in power to actually make change that don't become a Uncle Tom brother, then and only then will we change something.
Well, thank you, Derek, for coming on my little audio thing and helping me out with
no
our
problem
history.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.